Okay, so it's Pirkei Avos, the fifth perek, the seventh Mishnah. All right. Shiva Dvarim Begolam. There are seven things said about a golem. Golem's an interesting lashon. Golme Adama. A golem means something that doesn't have any form. It means there's seven things spoken about a person who doesn't have any form. You want to see where it is?
Chapter 5, number 9.
Okay. Got it? Any questions?
Why does it go to 7?
All right. So let's do it again. It says like this. There's 7 things in a golem and 7 in a chacham. A chacham doesn't speak in front of someone who's bigger than him, b'chochma, u'b'minyan, right? Someone who's wiser or has more talmidim, he doesn't speak in front of them. Einu nichnas l'tok divrei chaveiro. He doesn't enter the words of his friend, right? That means even someone who's less than him, he doesn't enter his words. Einu nivhal lashiv. He's not overwhelmed to answer. He answers, he's calm when he answers. Shoel k'inyan, he answers on the matter, and meishiv, k'alocha, and answers according to halacha. That's one thing. V'omel rishon rishon, he answers on the thing he was asked, number 1, and number 2. V'al achron, on the second. V'ama shelo shama, and what he didn't hear, omel lo shamat, he says, I didn't hear. Umode ala emes, he admits on the truth, v'chilufeim begolem, the opposite of the golem. In other words, a golem, a person doesn't have tzura, doesn't have form, it's the opposite of a chacham. And basically, in order not to be a golem, you just don't have to have the form of a chacham. You have to give yourself form. Like we said, a vessel has form because it has, you know, like a cup, you know, you pour into it, it has a handle, there's reasons for everything, and it has functionality. You can remove that functionality, making a hole in it, and then it's no longer a cup, it's a broken vessel. Same thing, it's very easy to be a dysfunctional human being. You don't give yourself that form. And that when you're a broken vessel, you don't have form. Now, let me add something here. The word ra, this head from Moshe, comes from the word ru'ua. Ru'ua means broken. When you take a human being as has a form, what is his form? His form is Tzelem Elokim. He's created in the form of God. That means intrinsically this person has a very high level of form. When you break that form, when a human being loses his form, he's ra'ua, he's broken, he's ra. All ra, that's to last week's parasha as well, all ra is when there's no form. The midbar, which has no form, is shmama, is desolate, is a place of nachoshim v'akrabim, is a place of snakes and scorpions, which is a mashal to the Yitzhahara. It's a place of no form. All rise when a person loses his form. When a person has a form, that means he has tov. That means there's goodness. Understand? It has to be a form that's related to goodness. Because you can have a form which is related to ra. That's a malik. A malik gives this physical world form for the sake of form. Right? A Jew gives form to the spiritual world to connect that spiritual world to the physical world, i.e. his body, his neshama to his guf. Right? That's in the midbar, Parshas Bamidbar. The Shekhinah, we went through the midbar and we give it kudim. Yeah? We were v'yis'u, right? We were lifted up by giving us a place to be around the Mishkan, that we were given a tafkid, a purpose, a form. And now we're given a form, and then the purpose of going through the midbar was to give a form to this desert place called the midbar and to remove somewhat the ra in the world. That was the purpose of Jewish people being in the midbar, to somehow weaken the ra in the world. And that's the Jewish people throughout the generations. This I heard from Rav Rosenberg. Why, when Yaakov Avinu went out, he was holding on to Esau's heel. And he was called Yaakov because the purpose of Yaakov, the purpose of Jewish people, is to hold on Esau, who represents the Ra, to be more near the Ra in the world, to prevent the Ra. How do we do that? by being a light to the nations. For example, through bringing form to our life and to the world we live in, that's how we do it. So this Mishnah is teaching us how to bring form into our own personal lives, to be a Chacham, and therefore to live with Chochmah. And when we live with Chochmah, we'll be a light to the nations. You with me? My goof is not me. My neshama is me. My goof is the vessel through which my neshama, Bezal Hashem, permeates and gives that goof form. So to the Mikdash, God's presence comes into the world and gives the world form. When God leaves the world, there is no base of Mikdash. The world has no... It has form, but much very less form. It's a world of the divine presence in Golos. It's not a seen form. It has deep down, if you look, you see the form in the world. But it's not seen as it was in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. There were Asar Nisim in the Beis HaMikdash. There were 10 Nisim in the Beis HaMikdash, which showed the form of the world and showed the divine presence in the world. We spoke about it in the last times. Clear? Why is this the definition of Chacham? There's another Mishnah which says what a Chacham is. A Chacham is Halomed B'Kol Adam. And then Rabbeinu Yonah explains, a Chacham is someone who's Bikesh Emet, is looking for truth. Here, this is not talking about the Bikesh of the truth, this is talking about the Tzura in which he looks for it. You have to have a Chacham, the inner desire for looking for truth makes you into a Chacham. The way you do it, this is the form. A Chacham is not a person who's wise. A Chacham is not a person who has knowledge. A Chacham is a person who desires knowledge which is true, and looks for it in this way. That's a Jewish definition of a Chacham. You can desire Emet and not look for it in a proper way. You're somewhat a Chacham, but you have a Chacham without form. You're a Chacham Golem. Because like I said, all this mission, if you understand it, the shorish of the meat of this mission is Anava. When a person's really looking for Emes and he has Anava, he has an ear to listen to what is really true. He doesn't have anything blocking him from hearing the truth. If you don't look with Anava, you're going to have your own like personal things preventing you from connecting to the truth. Because you have your own, you know, your own personal issues. You with me? Two people can hear the same truth. One would have heard it, one would have heard it, and it would have been introspected in him. And the other one would have heard it, and then he said, nice idea, and passed by him. Both heard. Both had a brain to absorb. One had made a change in his life, and he worked on it, and permeated him, and he lived with what he heard. And the other one, he just heard what he heard and went in and went out. It's in his notebook. That's a Chacham. That isn't a Chacham. Because if a person really wants truth, and really seeks it, it's not information that he's gathering. It's a way to live. When a person's learning about a way to live, that changes him. So every bit of Chochmah that he hears will change him. That's a real Chochmah. Understand? Understand the difference? In university, you have someone who's a big professor, right? He's learning Chinese Oriental art, right? I don't know. It didn't change him. It didn't change him. He didn't become a better human being because of that. That's not a Chochmah. He might be wise, he's not a Chochmah. He's not someone who lives with Chochmah. He's not someone who lives with Tzura. But if a person lives with the Torah and brings the Torah into his life and he changes how he behaves because of the Torah, then he's a Chochmah. You with me? Make sense? Now we'll see Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay, now Rabbeinu Yonah. Shiva Dvarim Begolam. You see Rabbeinu Yonah? Kol Davar She'en Tzurato Nigmeret. Anything which its Tzura, its form, isn't finished, says Rabbeinu Yonah. Nikra Golem.
You mean all of them?
So you know, he's saying more. We said something that doesn't have form is a golem. Rabbeinu Yonah is adding. He says anything which has even a bit of form, but it's not finished its form as a golem. So according to Rabbeinu Yonah, if you're missing any aspect of what's called the chacham, these seven aspects, you're a golem. That's like what you wanted to say. Yeah. If you have a hole in the bot, well, you might have everything else there. You might seal well, but you have a hole in it. It's a broken vessel. Until it's sealed, it's a broken vessel. That's a big chiddush for me. I'm going to skip a bit here, it says this. Hayodea, someone who knows, Mashu melamdim oto, he knows what he's being taught. Velo yada lasot sfara, but he doesn't know to take that which he knows and make a sfara from it, like understand it. Midato, in his own nardas, nikra golem, he's called a golem. That's a very strong language. She'en chochmato nikeret, his wisdom isn't recognizable. Ula olam ein datu migat, his das doesn't reach ligdo atzmo b'shibet varim halalu. His das doesn't get him to bound himself with these seven things. Shebehen me'inyan hachochma, from these things is the essence of chochma. Umehem, and listen to what he's saying. Umehem mimidas tovus. What's chacham doing with midas tovus? These are the essence of midot tovot, good midas, good characteristics. A chacham is not a person who has knowledge. A chacham is a person, right, who understands that what he's learning, and that understanding he applies to his life with these seven aspects that we explained, and that brings him to midas tovus. So the purpose of chachma is not to be wise. The purpose of chachma is to live with your chachma. So as much of wisdom that you live with is what defines you as a chacham. You can be very wise and live with very little of your wisdom. You're not a chacham. You're a golem. You can have very little wisdom and live with it. You're a chacham. Because it's nikeret. Your chacham is nikeret. Because you understand it. Understand it means it comes into your heart. Binas halev. Your lev knows it. Your heart knows it. That's why in the Torah, the people who built the Mishkan, what's building the Mishkan? To bring the Divine Presence into the world, are called Chacham Lev. Not Chacham, called Chacham Lev. Because they're bringing their ideas, their svaras, their thinking to their hearts, to the place where they live. Bringing the Divine Presence in the world is bringing God into the world and living with Him. If you just live with your wisdom, you don't bring it to your heart, you don't live with it here, you're not a chacham. That's siluk shechina. That's like having God in the shamayim. Nothing to do with us here in the world. Living with your chacham is a complete nituk of your head from your heart. Who lived like that? Esav. Esav is exactly Esav. Esav, you know the story with Esav when he was Yaakov was about to be buried. And he wanted to prevent Yaakov from being buried. So Hushin ben Dan, he didn't hear. He went and he cut off his head. That's the Chazal tell him. And his head, apparently, Chazal tell us this, rolled and was buried in the Maariv of Machpelah. Like, why Chazal have to tell us such a story? Like, you know, just to tell you how Esav died. They're telling us a very, very big thing. That Esav's head was shaykh to the Avos. Esav's head is goof, no. His head was shaykh to the Avos, shaykh to be buried with the Avos. He had a head. He had a good head. He used to ask Yitzchak all types of shaylas. Do you take maaser on salt? Is it gedulei karka? It's not gedulei karka. Yeah. Chakiras. He used to ask shaylas. He didn't apply them to maaser. There's nothing to do with his head to his goof. And if you notice the religions that of Esav, our religions of, you don't have to do anything. Just believe and you'll be saved. Because we basically can't do anything without believing. It's a nituk of goof from head. By us, what does emunah mean? Emunah, what does belief mean? Doesn't mean believe. The Rambam says belief means you know your God. You know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You learn and understand His ways. A person who has more understanding of what he's doing rather than less and believes is more of a believer. Because the more you understand, the closer you are to your Creator. The more you understand His svaras, the more you're a chacham. The more you understand His ways, the more you're a chacham. The less you understand His ways and you believe, you're a golem. Chokhmah isn't nikered by you. It's not niker in you. Why we spend so much time in yeshiva learning? You know, sometimes your parents say, well, you learned for a year, you keep Shabbos, you keep kashrus, you do all these things. What do you need to come to yeshiva to learn? You're a Jew. You were born Jewish. You wear this kippah. You go to put on your tefillin. You do all you're supposed to do. Come home now. They don't realize. You're not in yeshiva to put on tefillin. Not only to put on tefillin. Not only to keep Shabbos. You're in yeshiva to understand why you're living that way. To ask questions. Every chazal we ask questions. Because we want to understand God's ways. We don't want to live blindly. And that's why we continue learning and continue and continue and continue. And we never give up on the learning. And we never give up on the questions. You know, it's not a by coincidence. Two Jews, three opinions, right? We always ask kashas on God. If you ask kashas on God, you can ask kashas on anyone, right? The Gemara's full of it. Tosfos, Tema on the Gemara. Who's the Gemara? Tereshi Baal Peh. Where's Tereshi Baal Peh come from? God. Tema on God. And some of those tamers on God, he doesn't have answers to. We're not worried about not having answers. Because the question's too difficult, the Gemara doesn't make sense. It's a tosis. The Gemara doesn't make sense, it's a tosis, right? You know? But we are there full of shas of those tosis. And a lot of them, but there's enough. We're not worried about that. Because we want to understand why we're living. And life is fully understood. We understand our own lives. But we want to try and understand. We want to get to understanding. We want to think about our lives. We just don't want to live and let it pass through. We know what we're living for. What we're on this planet for. What's our purpose? A few pieces of chicken or schnitzel or whatever. You know, a nice pizza. That's what it's about now. But yet, a lot of people spend their whole lives just for those pieces of schnitzel or the equivalent of it. You know, maybe a higher level one. So a froyo. Joking. It has to be healthy that way, right? Don't believe them. You understand what I'm saying? What are we living for? We have to think about our lives. That's what makes you into a chacham. You have to understand life. That's what makes you into a chacham. And this is the tzura of how to do it. Okay. So it says, Shiva b'chacham, Bernie Yonah says, seven in a chacham, hayodea la'asot sfara. He knows to understand. That's the beginning of a chacham. To understand. Chacham einu medabe lifnei mi shigadol mimenu b'chacham. He doesn't speak in front of someone who's bigger than him in wisdom. Sheshomea b'shotek. He listens and is quiet. V'lomed and learns. V'hu chacham. Ose. And this chokhma makes it. Don't know what that means. Masha'en came begolem. Ki yechpot bitvuna. He'll jump with his understanding. Ki im bihitgalot libo. When it's revealed in his heart. Kamo shukatav nuramal. I wrote above. Basically, he's saying that when he hears something, he'll jump on it. He won't wait till it'll settle and he'll understand it. He'll jump on his first understanding and ask a kasha. He won't think, he won't sit it down, he won't settle it.
This is a golem.
A chacham, someone who's quiet, he lets it, you know, he lets it settle within him. This is, I told you, this is a anaf of anava, because anava is the, these are midas. When a person has anava, in all the svarim, most of the svarim you find, the person has humility, he has all the good midas. So it says, Einu nechnas etoch divrei chaveiro, he doesn't enter the words of his friend. Ki minicho ledaber, he leaves him to speak, ad sheyesayim kol dvarov, until he finishes all his words. Vacharechen yeshiveu ma'aneh, he answers him. Vi mida tova, this is a good mida. Velo ken hagolem, hagolem is not the way. Ose ki meshiv dava b'terem yishma. Before he hears the full thing, he'll answer. There's a behilut. Now these seem to be all like a little bit similar types of answers, similar types of things. He doesn't listen to the full thing. He has a, as soon as he listens to something, he already has a kasha. He wants to give it over, right? Before letting it settle down. They're all similar concepts. Einu nivha la'ashiv, she'einu memaheh la'ashiv ma'aneh. He's not, the chacham's not, he's not, you know, quick to answer. Ki yishilehu ad shishma kol ha'tanot. He will wait till he hears all the sides. V'kol asher ratzon ha'sholim l'daber. All the people who are asking, they want to speak. V'la'arich b'sheila. And lengthening their questions. V'yayen dvarein. And he'll think carefully about their words. Hate it well. V'ali behel piv v'libo. And he won't quickly go his heart and his mouth. Until it's clear, like the sun in front of him. This is the way of a chochma. Because only in such a way his answer will be proper. Now we've seen this before. We've seen this. The first mission, the first parak says, "Havu matunin b'din, be waiting in din." Don't be nivhal le'ashiv, be waiting in din. This is a very important midah. It's a very important thing. It's a very... And this is basically, you see, this is, it's all coming on this nekuda. You can't be a chacham without the ability of shmia, without the ability of hearing. The Gemara says, at least according to Tosfos, that if a person doesn't hear, doesn't have the ability to hear, if, and he's an Eved, he's not worth anything. He's useless. Person's blind, he's worth something. Person without hearing is worth nothing. That's why. A person who's blind, Machlokes the Gemara, if he's Chayav HaMitzvos or not, certainly Midrabbanan. Person who's never heard from birth, person who's never blind from birth, he's still Chayav HaMitzvos. Person who's never heard from birth, he's a Shota. He's somewhat a non-cognitive human being. Because if you're not absorbing, information, you can't relate to people. You can't relate to the world. You've lost your chokhmah. So, if that's the truth about someone who can't hear at all, your ability to hear properly, the ability to hear is what makes you into a chokhmah. Yeah. So your question is, if we see people who are deaf, some of them have cognitive skills. So the question of Gemara, if a cheresh can learn from remiza, through like, you know, sign language, are they considered deaf or not? Right, it's a Gemara and Gittin. So there's a question. It's a question of Gemara, it's not a simple answer. I think there's tshuvas of Rosh Hashanah, that's mashmah, that yes, it depends exactly. Like nowadays there's techniques, yeah? So it could be, if a cheresh has a cognitive ability to absorb information, so that will take him away. But it's still the concept that I'm speaking about. But if you can't get information from outside, you're somewhat disconnected. You're completely disconnected. You can't get any information. So the ability to listen is what makes you into a cognitive human being. Not your ability to speak, the ability to listen. If a person's an ilem, he can't speak but he can hear, he's a completely cognitive human being. Person can't hear, he's a non-cognitive human being. And let's talk about, you know, the hinting and stuff like that with the sign language. Yeah? Understand? Shoel ke'inyan u'meshiv kalocha. Pirush Rambam. The Rambam explains. He asks like what he's been. He's asked on the topic. Like we said, Tosis, you have a different master. He asks on the topic he's been asked. And he answers kalocha. Right? He answers the correct answer. Pirsha Rambam. Shokin im yishal letet lo tam. If you ask him to give a reason for something, l'shum davar, for any matter, al yishal ele lefi hatam she'efshe letet lo'oto davar. You can't ask, you can only ask the reasoning on the matter, the specific matter that is being discussed. Lefi inyan midat hadavar hu, according to the measure of that matter. That means if you're asking, you're learning a certain Gemara, you're learning something, and you want to ask a question, you have to ask on that specific thing that's being said, and the reasoning of that specific thing. I.e. you have to specify your question. Exactly like Tosus does it. Tosus has a Dibre Masel, he asks this question on exactly a point in the Gemara. That's how we ask the question. That shows Chochmah. Precision in the way you ask a question shows Chochmah. Because it means it's a good question, it's a thought out question. You don't just say, why is that? That's a stupid question. Anyone say, why is that? Stupid. You have to ask a specific question. Okay, that makes sense. V'ken im shaluhu meshiv kalacha. And they ask him this specific question, he answers exactly lahalacha, what's supposed to be answered. Vama al rishon rishon, he answers on the first thing first and the second thing second. Ve'ein pirusho sheyashiv al davar rishon b'rishon. Not like I said that on number one he answers number one, right? Val sheila achrona b'achrona, and then the second question, the second. Ela sheim hasheila rishona mit bareret b'davar achron. If the first question is clarified through the second one, Mivaer oto tchila, he explains it, the other one first. V'achareven mivaer arishon, means if the second question will be clarified if I answer the second, he'll answer the second first, and then the first will be answered. So it's not always kedei la'avin, in order that you'll understand ulvarer tshuvato, to explain clearly his answer. V'tale adava biyad hashomer. And that the person will be in the hands of the Shomer. That means your answer has to be in a way that the hearer can hold on to it. Has to be in a measure that he can hold. Has to be biyad HaShomer. It's a very hard thing to do. Because someone might ask you a very difficult question. Now I have to, given the knowledge he has, give him an answer based on where he's coming from. That takes a lot of thought. It's much easier to give the same answer to the same question to someone who has a lot of knowledge, to someone who doesn't have a lot of knowledge. The ability to bring your words, letzamtzem your words, to bring your words to, like, to bring them into a simpler form in order for the person who's against you to answer you, to understand you, is a very hard thing to do. But that's the midah of a chokhmah, of a chokham. It's also related to anava. Because the very fact that a person recognizes the other person and where he's coming from, and answers him based on where he's coming from, and his answer based on who he is, takes a tremendous amount of work. On his midas. He has the answer. He can give you the answer. You know, you go to a theoretical physicist, you ask him, explain to me quantum mechanics. So you write, yeah, this is Dirac's equation, this is, you don't know calculus, don't know anything. What he told you? He told you some Greek symbols on the board. You understand quantum mechanics? I mean, he wrote it all on the board for you. He could have wrote all string theory on the board for you. You understood it? But if he explains to you in English, in words you understand, he's a chacham. You understand?
Va'al zeh kar'u rishon v'hu ha'acharon mipnei shu makdimo v'adav rishon mitbarer bo.
Okay, we said that. And this, what he calls rishon, it's really the last one, because through the second question, he's going to explain the second. We said this already.
V'ma inyan v'hefach, and if it's the opposite, yikra acharon,
it will be called the last one. If the Rishon, whatever is the thing, the answer, whatever question is the one, the main question, that's called the Rishon. That's basically what he's saying. Right.
V'zeh mi'chochma gedola.
This is, I'm skipped a bit because I explained the idea. This is a big chochma. It means when someone's asking you a question, and you're listening to his question, he might ask you a multiple form of questions. To understand the essence of his question, what's really bothering him is a big chochma. I'll add, it's even a bigger chochma when you get married and you understand what your wife's asking you. It's very true. You have to listen very carefully. I tell boys this many times. You'll come home, you'll be late. And she'll be moaning about the meal. It's not burnt, it's cold, it's this, right? I mean, especially, you know, she'd be moaning about the meal. The meal's no good, right? And you say, it's okay, you can put it in the microwave. I, you know, take 10 minutes. You didn't get it. She wasn't moaning about the meal being cold now or anything problematic with the meal. You say, no, it's not so burnt. I love it like this. I love when it's a bit, you know, fried up a bit. That wasn't the point. The meal was not the point. The point was, why didn't you phone and tell you to be late? The point is you don't care for me. That's the question. Why don't you care for me then? You come home on time. Why don't you care for me if you phone and tell me you're going to be late? You know I'm waiting for you. But she won't tell you that. You start discussing the meal. It's a chacham. It's a chachma. You have to listen to what she says. It's a harder chachma because they don't speak in a logic like a question. The appropriate response is you apologize. Let me tell you a rule in life. Whether you're right or whether you're wrong, you always apologize to your wife. I mean, there can be exceptions, right? But normal wives in normal situations, you always apologize. Even if you are 99.999 reoccurring percent right, there's still 1% or 0.001% that you're wrong. And that 0.001% that you're wrong, you apologize.
V'ama shelo shama, amar lo shamati. What he didn't hear, he said, I didn't hear. Ma shelo shama mipi rabo.
It means, if he said, I didn't hear anything, right? So what he didn't hear from his rabbi says, this is what I think, but I didn't hear it from my rabbi.
V'ame lo shamati mi rabotai. I didn't hear this from my rabbis.
You see this very often, rabbi, Rashi. Rashi says, this Gemara, is this the pshat? V'lo shamati mi rabotai. Rashi says that. So guess what? When Rashi doesn't say that, you know all of this he heard from his rabbis. That's most of Shas. That's an amazing thing, right?
Ve'im yesh elav sfarah bedavar, and if there's an understanding in the matter, Omer, aval kach yireli,
he'll say, this is what it seems to me. The Rambam very often says, yireli. That means he didn't see a makor from it in Shas, or in Yerushalmi, or wherever he saw. But he seems to him from Sfarah. So the Rabbah will write, Nearly. Also Rashi will write, Nearly. Or Tosus will write, Nearly. It seems to me. Seems to me from Sfarah.
V'zeh hadava hu min amidas hatovas.
Again, we speak about midas tovas, good midas, good characteristics.
Asher lo yasig ba golem.
A golem is someone who doesn't have form in terms of his behavior. And again, all of these things, like I'm saying, we're repeating it, all of these things are nothing, like come from the concept of anava. If a person is an anav, and these are the way you develop anava, he's telling the midas to develop anava. Anava is the ability to hear. When we are in Har Sinai, Naase v'nishma. First I'll accept, then I will understand. The Naase is the ability to hear. Coming towards Shavuos. You want to be a Chacham? All of Sfiras HaOmer is to work on Midas development. To be a Kli Kibul, to be a vessel, right? For accepting Torah. And the bigger the vessel you are, means the more room you've left for the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It means you've removed your anochius, you've removed your ego, you've removed your I from within you. Your I, right? Ani is I in Hebrew, became Ayin. Ayin means nothing. means Ein migama klum. I don't have from myself anything. That's midas and malchus. That's mid of David and Melech. That's a mid of Anova. That's a mid of Tarish of Alpeh. Malchus, man malcha rabbanim. Who are the kings in this world? Rabbanim, the chacham. Because he has a mid of Anova. A chacham is only a chacham if he has a mid of Anova. Moshe Rabbeinu was the biggest Navi, was the biggest, so to speak, chacham in the world. He gave us all of Tarish of Bichtav. And what does the Torah say about Moshe Rabbeinu? He was honored from Mikol Adam. He was the most humble person in the world. Chaim Vilash in the Hagdama and Orach Chaim. You heard about the Gaon Mevilna? Said that the Gaon Mevilna in his time, he was like a Rishon. And he said he was the most honored of his time. He was the most humble person of his time. You understand? Humility and Chochma Hainu Hach. Reishis Chochma, the beginning of Chochma is Yirat Shamayim. Yirat Shamayim is when you have a clear perception. Yirat, which is the notion of seeing. You have a clear perception of a Kodesh Baruch Hu in your life. And there's a humility that you nullify yourself towards it. That's what real Yirat is. That's what real Shmir is. Real hearing is. Moda al emes, he admits the truth. Gam ki yachkam lida leyeshiv mirov tanotav. Even he'll know to answer because of all the questions being asked and vasechel dvarav, v'yachol listo tanat chaveru. And even if he has the ability to get rid of all the questions of his friend, right? The question being asked him, ki lo nitchakam kamo, he's not wise like him, v'lo yaseken, he won't do this. Im yirelo ki ha'emet imo. Even if he can get rid of all his clashes, all of his questions, right? But he knows that what his friend is saying is true, but he's wise enough to get rid of all his questions. He'll admit to the MS. Ach yodel etvar, he'll admit his words, v'lo yachush min ha'nitzachon, he won't worry about winning, right? V'kavod, or honor, v'hu elav, hu elav, to come to him, ki hi midet na'eh, it's a very pleasant, mukubelet, and accepted, v'agolem lo yachshov b'zeh. The God won't think of this. Vadava hu elav lebizayon. And the thing is, for him, a bizayon if he loses his argument. Kishahu minotzach, when he's beaten. Yeah? So you see, this is also a concept of Anava. The ability to admit to the truth, even if you can be so to the other person's questions against you. V'chilufehem begolem. This is the last bit. And the opposite in the golem. Ki b'chol eile yipashe. All these other midas will be poshe, will have them, the golem. Asher lo binat chacham lo. He doesn't have the understanding of a chacham. He might have chachma. He doesn't have the understanding of a chacham. The understanding, the sfara of the chacham. Remember Rabbeinu Yonah started off with sfara? All these things are related to sfara. If a person wants sfara, he wants the chachma, his chachma, to have sfara, to have understanding. These are the techniques he learns. He's not complete in his understanding, his chokhmah, therefore he has these things. That's a big statement, think about it. We're saying this guy's a genius. But if he doesn't have these midas, he's not complete with his wisdom or with his understanding. He's going to make mistakes. But if a person isn't a genius, he has a little bit of das, but he behaves in this way with anava, with an understanding, with a listening. He's a chacham. You with me? That's a tremendous mishnah. We're learning here that chacham is basically the ability to listen, the ability to listen, to hear, to think out, to be calm. It's a midah of anava. The more anava you have, the more chacham you have. The more good midas you have. The more tzelem elokim you have. Bizar Hashem, that's what we're learning from our Mishnah.